At the gateway to both Arches and Canyonlands National Parks, it's been unusually quiet this spring. Moab shut the door to visitors for 6 long weeks during what is usually the busiest time of year. The town is still not fully open, and many locals are dealing with continued unemployment and financial insecurity. All around, tensions are high, but not on Friday night. Friday night, the tension eases. Friday night gets a little loud. That's because on Fridays in Moab, the Fiery Furnace Marching Band parades through different local neighborhoods. It's a socially distant march for the community.
Oh, this is so much fun. I'm so happy these artists are out to share their talent with everybody.
Yeah.
This is a great social distance parade. Thank you very much.
With this band, like, we just have a special thing. I love this band for so many reasons.
Yeah.
Like, it's a super versatile, quirky band, and it turns out like this is a really good way that the band performs.
Band leader and sax player Jeff Gutierrez. He's earned money as a musician both in Moab and throughout the region for years. At this point, he says it's difficult to tell if regular gigs will return anytime soon.
Musicians just aren't working now. It's crazy. Like, you know, when the lockdown came in, within a matter of 4 or 5 days, my calendar, you know, had a nice array of gigs throughout the next 6 months, and then just one after the other, they all fell. Like, oh, two are gone from May, oh, that wedding in June isn't happening anymore, and the restaurants aren't going to be doing music probably for a long time.
Inspired by musician friends across the country, Gutierrez started brainstorming. How could his brass band play, essentially create their own gigs while keeping themselves and others safe?
You know, I kind of just threw a hint out there on Facebook, like, you know, what would you people think if there's a brass band walking down your street, and like, how would you want that to happen in order to feel comfortable and in order for it to just not be annoying? Because that's the last thing we want.
So they drafted rules. The band keeps their location secret so as not to attract a crowd. They maintain a steady parade pace so people aren't tempted to gather too close. And 2 volunteers ensure that neighbors and the band keep proper social distance.
We sort of jokingly call them our bouncers. They're like, oh, back off, everybody.
Right.
Too close.
Right.
And then, but also like reminding us, if we're bunching up and getting too close, they're reminding us, you know, keep your spacing.
Starting up their next song, the Fiery Furnace Marching Band turns down a new street. Folks heard them coming. They're already on the edge of their lawns, waving, busting out dance moves. Every single person the band passes tonight is absolutely beaming. It's music, acting like a healing balm to collective worries. Something familiar, fun, and communal in an uncertain time.
I love it. It is so wonderful. It brought tears to my eyes.
Really?
Yeah, it's wonderful. It makes me feel like we're really a community again. It does. Thank you so much.
I mean, I think part of it's just for us to have a community again. And it turns out that the way that we have a community, you know, sometimes other people can kind of connect with that too.
Yeah.
And that's awesome.
With KZMU News for Utah Public Radio, I'm Molly Marcello.